call those people then, just in general?
In general, they would call them white people, in general.
The poor ones?
Well, they would call them poor white people, poor white folks one. White Hoosiers or something like that. Sometimes I heard people say that. It's been long. That's been, old folks used to say things like that. Now, you don't hear that no more.
Well, what's a Hoosier?
Oh, there's some white people that call them Hoosiers. I don't know why you say it and what it means.
Now, if somebody lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about it, like the ways of people that live in town, and it's real obvious when he gets to town, of himself, he might say, well, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
country boy.
And that, how do people in town refer to him?
His country boy.
And the children might say, look at that old
country man, a country boy. They call them country too.
Are there some areas around here, you know, that people might call people like that?
Yes, I'm sure it is. Got it sound that way still.
Would that be a Hoosier?
Yeah, it'd be classed as a Hoosier, a poor clack or something like that.
In what ways?
If they were poor, and you know, some people are so poor they don't even know, they don't have any education at all, you know? There's still some of them. And that would mean they don't have a good job, so they don't dress, you know, they don't wear decent clothes. They just be ragged and dirty looking. So they class themselves when they do that.
Well, now, is there any particular term that blacks might use to refer to people like that?
I think the word they would say would be poor cracker if it would be anything they would say.
Well, if it's not quite midnight, change the subject, and somebody asks you what time it is, you say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's
almost.
So you say almost midnight?
Almost midnight.
And if you slip and catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place. I
almost fell.
So you say you almost fell?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody is waiting for you, you know, to get ready so that you can go out for it with him, and he calls you and says, hey, will you be ready pretty soon? You might answer, I'll be with you
I'll be with you in a minute.
Would you ever say something else? What about if your husband said, come on, you'd say,
give me a minute, please.
Would you ever say,
just a minute?
Is that something you use?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you know you're on the right road to someplace, but you aren't sure of the distance, you can ask somebody, how
far is it from?
So how would you say that?
If I was on the road to town and didn't know where, you know, how far it is from here to town.
Now, if you're pointing out something nearby, you'd say, what?
Right over there?
Well, if you were to show me something, you'd say,
there it is over there, there it is.
Would you say, kind of look?
Look over there?
Would you say, or what if it was right here with us, though?
Look here.
And would you use something different? Would it be serious or joking, or what would it make any difference? It wouldn't make any difference.
If it was serious, if it was something here with us, and I want to show you where it was, and I said, I'll tell you, look here, if it was here.
All right.
Now here it is.
Now, if you want to know how many times something, you say, do you go to town?
How many times do you go to town?
What's one word you use? How?
How often do you go to town?
And, if you agree with a friend when he says, well, I'm not going to do that, you say, well, Or he might say, well, I'm not going to vote with that person. You'd say, what?
Well, I am.
Well, no, if you didn't.
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, if you agreed with him.
I'm not either.
What's the word, other way of saying? I'm not either. Something am I.
I'm either am I.
Right. And what do you call this part of the head?
Your forehead.
And so if you go to the barber, he has to cut your what?
A hair.
And if your husband hasn't shaved in a week or so, he'd probably be growing a what?
A beard.
Right. And this is my what?
Ear.
Which one?
Your left ear.
And this is my?
Right ear.
Now, where did like an old-timey shopkeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Now, which one would that be?
His left ear, more like that.
Would it make any difference if he was left-handed?
Well, yeah.